Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much for coming out this evening. To those of you who are visiting this evening, thank you very much for being here and supporting me. And to the elders, and of course to Terry, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here with you this evening. As with most of my lessons, I'd like to start this one off with a question. My question for you this evening is, when was the last time that you did something and afterwards you stopped and thought about it and said, you know what? I did my best. That was the best that I could do. That was 100% of my effort, and I don't feel like I left anything on the table afterwards. I feel like I really just threw it all out there, and that was it. Well, I would like to make the argument this evening that I believe God actually wants us to do our best, to give that kind of an effort always. And in all of the things that we do, I believe that that is the level that God wants us to go to in all of the things that we do. I believe that He demands nothing less from us. As Christians, we are to reach that mark and to try to reach that mark in everything that we do. And I believe He demands nothing less. I also believe that if we do that, there are certain rewards that we can obtain, that we will obtain. And I also believe that God has led us in this endeavor by example. I believe that we have examples of that, and I also believe that it's part of our responsibility to also provide that same example to other people that are out there that see us and see our actions. And on the flip side, I would also like to contrast this by saying that anything less is not your best. Now, of course, the opposite of doing your best would be doing your worst, and I recognize that. However, I believe that if we have our effort, our best effort, our 100%, anything less than that is not. My father was one of those types of people where he always had a little nugget of something to say. He always had these little truths that he would tell me and little bits of wisdom that he would try to impart upon me. My dad used to say, Josh, if you're going to do something, go all the way. Don't go in half-cocked. That's what he would tell me. Don't go in half-cocked. Go all the way. If you're going to take the time to do something, you might as well give it your best effort. And I always appreciated that. I didn't always listen. I should have. But I thought it was good advice. And it's now that I'm, 39 years old and looking back on my life and I look at some of the things that I've done and I wish I would have given more effort and I wish that I would have taken more heart to that advice that he had given me. But that's what he used to tell me. We recently had a couple of lessons that I'm very glad came right before mine because I really think that they tied in with the message that I have this evening. And one of the lessons that we had was the fact that we have to have the right mindset. We have to set our minds on the right things. Please open your Bibles up to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. So what we set our minds on is important, and in Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2 it says, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. So we're supposed to have our minds set on these godly things. And then we also had another lesson that talked about having an undivided attention. So if we strive to do God's will and we set our minds towards God, and then we also have this idea of having undivided attention, then I think that that leads us to a conclusion. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, 1 Kings 18 verse 21, it says, Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? And I think the problem there was that they didn't have their mind completely and totally focused on what they were supposed to be focused on. Their attention was divided. And I think that that was part of their problem here. Well, doing your best is really the same way. It's a mindset. You have to change the way that you look at the world and you look at the things that you do and the things that you say and all of those things that we endeavor to accomplish. And you have to change your mindset. And it combines both of these ideas of having your mind set on the things above and also not letting the world distract you. Because when worldly things come as a distraction to us, we lose sight of our focus. And that obviously keeps us from doing our best. For me, the way I look at it also, for those of you who are visual people, I like to think of the image of a bullseye, like when you throw darts. So you have a dartboard, and you have the bullseye right in the middle. Well, when you're throwing darts, you try to hit that bullseye. And if that's your goal, that's what you're shooting towards. Well, if you miss, that's obviously not your best. Your best would be when you hit it right on the mark. Now, of course, are you always going to hit it? No. There's going to be times where you're going to come close. There's going to be times where you don't even get on the dartboard at all. I've done that, and I have dots on my walls to show for it. But that mark right in the middle, that bullseye, that is your best. And that is what we're aiming for. That's what we're striving towards. And anything else is not. In the book of Revelations, chapter 3, in Revelations 3, verses 15 and 16, it says, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." God does not want us to be wishy-washy. He wants us to have that focus on the right things, and He wants us to go full force. If we have our minds divided and we have our attention divided and not on the mark and we're not focused on doing our best in all things, I don't believe that we're living the way that God actually would have us do. And I think that, and if you read the verses right after that, His rebuke is pretty hard. I appreciated Wesley's reading of the verse this evening. I just wanted to reiterate that very first part of Colossians 3 and verse 23 when it says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." I try to think of this often when I'm at work, and it's difficult for me, especially in some of the jobs that I've had, especially when I was a waiter. That was when it was rough. But imagining that God is sitting at my table that I'm waiting on, or God is on the other end of that phone. God is my boss, He's my customer, He's my client, He's everything, and everything that I do, I should endeavor to do as if it was for God. And I believe that's exactly what this verse is telling us to do. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, and not for men. And that kind of changes things a little bit. When you start thinking about the fact that God is your ultimate boss, God is the ultimate authority in your life, and everything that you're doing with Him watching. And that can kind of change your perspective on things a little bit. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 it says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Do your best. That's what it tells us right there. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. So, are we always going to be able to give 110% all the time? We can. I doubt we're going to, but we always have the potential to try our hardest. And I think that God wants us to make the most of those opportunities. So, I believe it's very clear that God does want our best from us. So the question is, what do we get out of it? So I like to exercise every once in a while, and I can tell you right now that I never feel as good, physically feel as good as I do as right after I work out. So you go and you exercise real hard and, you know, work up a good sweat and get your heart really pumping, and then afterwards, you go and you take a shower, you maybe have some food, and then you sit down on the couch, and man, that tingly feeling that you have right there, that is the best. That is the greatest feeling. I love that. And it just feels good. And then also the physical, that's the physical side of it. But then there's also the mental side of it, looking back saying, man, I really pushed myself hard today. And you know, it goes beyond that. When you're at work or when you're at school or when you're out in the world and you're doing things, you know, when you do have those moments where you gave it everything you have and you look back, it feels good. It feels fantastic. You're like, wow, I really did try my hardest. What doesn't feel good is when you look back and you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, and then you think, man, I really didn't try as hard as I could have. I could have given more. I know I could have. That wasn't my best. That hurts. That actually feels bad. So it's amazing. You would think, knowing that, that we would always try our hardest. Also, I guarantee you, everyone out there in the world does not always try their hardest. There are many people out there in the world who go about life just barely meeting the minimum. Just giving just as much effort as they have to accomplish whatever it is that they're trying to do. And I'm going to tell you, in many aspects of our life, we are in competition with other people. I can also tell you that if you try your hardest in everything you do, every paper you write, every test you take, every different aspect of your jobs or your, you know, even in entertainment and sports you play and everything, if you always give 110%, more than likely, you are going to be more successful than many people out there in the world who are just giving their bare minimum. Now, yes, there are those random few people, and I could name quite a few names here of guys that I hang out with where if I played a game of Scrabble with them, I don't care how hard I try. I could give 150%, and they could, you know, maybe give 5% of their effort and still whip me. But there's always going to be those people that are out there that don't have to try hard to be successful. But for the most part, if you give 100% of your effort, if you try your hardest, I really honestly believe that you will be more successful in many of the things that you do. There's a couple of good proverbs, too, that support this idea. Proverbs 10, verses 4 and 5. It says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. So obviously we're told the hand of the diligent makes rich. If you're trying hard, that is going to reap your rewards. Also in Proverbs 13, verse 4. Proverbs 13, verse 4 says, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 25, it says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. But we're told here, run that you may obtain it. That means don't just kind of jog and oh, I might win. No, run! Run! Give it everything you've got. Run that you might win that prize. But of course, talking about our rewards from giving our best effort, clearly this tells us the reward that we're seeking after is the most important. It's the one that's imperishable. So in our godly lives, as we're seeking to keep our minds on those things above, and as we're having that undivided attention towards God, we're doing our best to try to win that race, to win that imperishable reward. Now, all of us have our own definition of what our best is for us. The beautiful thing is that that's okay. Your best is here. You know it, and if that's the most you can give, great. For someone else, it might be up here. For someone else, it might be down there. But for every person, it's individual. And that's not a bad thing. Galatians 6, verse 4 says, but let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. So you need to know yourself. You need to know what kind of an effort you can give. If you haven't pushed yourself a little bit harder, if you haven't tried to reach a little bit further, you're doing yourself a disservice, and I honestly believe you're not meeting the requirements of what God wants you to do. If you can go further, you need to try to. If you can do a little bit better, you need to push it. But everyone should examine himself so that you know exactly where that mark is for you. We're told in the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, if we do that, we're told that God will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who, by perseverance in doing good, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. So that's the answer right there. That is the reward that's been promised to us. But it's an if. If we do that, then God will render to each person. But God is watching. That ultimate boss, that ultimate authority, he's keeping his eye, and he's going to know when you, you know what, that's good enough. That was enough of an effort, and he knows it. And that's what will be the determining factor for our reward. You know, I honestly believe that we're supposed to lead by example, and while we're not supposed to do things to try to get accolades from other people, that shouldn't be our focus at all whatsoever, it's going to be a consequence, more than likely, if you are always doing your best, if you are always trying your hardest, people are going to notice. You know, this is one of those pot calling the kettle black sort of situations here. I don't always do my best. I'll be the first to admit it. I wish that people said, man, that Josh, I tell you what, every time he does something, man, that guy goes all the way. I wish that people said that. But I know they don't. And I'm sure there are quite a few people who say, Josh, there's probably a few times you need to step it up a little bit more. And they're absolutely right. There is more that I've got in reserves that I need to turn it on. I need to crank up the volume, and I need to go a little bit harder. I know I can do better, and I believe all of us can. But that's okay, because we have the opportunity. You know, I do not agree with the teachings of the Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. There are many things that they teach that I believe are false. However, I will say, though, I have to give them credit for the effort that they show. Those people are, many of them are very, very diligent. They're out there, they're pounding on the doors, and they're walking the streets, and they're going up to people, and they make a very good effort from what I've seen in supporting their beliefs. I wish that it was more in line with what we read in the Bible, but I still have to accommodate their effort. I notice it. I believe that if you did your best, if we all did our best for what God tells us to do, I wish people would say, man, those people over at Grissom Road Church of Christ, those people, they give 110%. Wouldn't you love for them to say that? Wouldn't you love for them to say that we're as zealous about our belief and our faiths as they do about some of these other people? I think that would be a great thing. Not saying that that should be our goal, to receive those kinds of compliments. That's not the focus at all whatsoever. But I believe it's a byproduct that would happen regardless. Proverbs 27, verses 1 and 2 says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. It's okay if people see us, and it's okay if people say, wow, they are doing their best. Those people are giving it all. That's okay. I think it's a good thing. I also believe that God has given us an example of what it looks like to do your best. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, it says, for one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, the Hebrew writer spends the whole first chapter basically talking about Jesus and comparing Jesus to the angels and talking about how Jesus has been with God since the beginning, and it was through Jesus that all things were created. And he talks about how Jesus is above even the angels. Jesus, this perfect spotless lamb, this incarnation of God on earth in the flesh, but a spotless lamb. He builds up Jesus for this whole entire chapter only in verse 2 to say that now Jesus has been given as this perfect sacrifice so that sacrifices are no longer required for us. Because the perfect sacrifice, that one final sacrifice, has been made. And it was made by Jesus. In my opinion, this is God's way of showing us, look, I could have stopped here. No. I could have stopped here. No. I'm going to give you the best. The absolute best that I have. That's what I'm going to give for you. And I believe that Jesus was the best. And it was the only possible sacrifice that would have done it. And I believe that God went that far. And we should look at our lives and say, what are we willing to sacrifice to do our best? How do we strive to even be worthy of that sacrifice that was made for us? I believe that doing our best is a mindset. I believe that it's something that we have to decide for ourselves that we're going to do. And I believe that we have to strive our hardest. Are we going to be successful every time? No. And that's okay. But we have to try. And I think if we're not trying, that's where the issue lies. So the next time you step out the door and you go to do something, I want you to stop for a second. I want you to say, okay, I'm going to remember that lesson that Josh said. And I have to decide for myself right here and now. Is this going to be 100% of my effort? Is this the best that I can do? God is watching, and God is going to see my actions. Is he going to say, yep, that was good. You did your best. You tried your hardest. That should be your question in anything that you do. That sacrifice that was made for us by Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and it's because of that sacrifice that we have the opportunity for redemption. It is because of that perfect sacrifice that we have a chance to be with God in heaven. We offer the invitation to any who need to come forward to be baptized in the name of Christ, to accept Jesus as your Savior. We also offer this as an opportunity for anyone who might need the support or the prayers of the people of this congregation. Remember, we're also here to uplift each other and support each other. Part of our relationship with one another is to uplift and to build up each other. And if we really truly are seeking to do our best, we should help each other in that effort as well. If you need the support of the people of this church to do your best, to reach that, you should let someone know. And we'll do anything we can to help you. If you have need, please come forward as we stand and sing.